Today's the 9th of April. Joining me this morning to share something about this day in history is breakfast producer Millie Schultz-Boylan. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So what have you learned about today in history?
Well, today in 1867, Australia's third Prime Minister and first Prime Minister from the Labor Party, John Christian Watson, was born in Chile.
Wow, so Chile is not Australia where you would imagine...
No, it's not.
Predominantly one of the first Prime Ministers would be. So how did he come to Australia?
Well, so obviously, yeah, he was born in Chile where his biological father, Johann Christian Tunk, was from. But his British-born mother, Martha, took him back to New Zealand and remarried a man by the name of George Thomas Watson, who was also British-born. And basically he was raised in New Zealand until he was 19 when his mother died, and then he moved to Sydney from there, where he then became a parliamentarian.
So clearly he would not have been an Australian citizen.
No,
so
yeah.
How did he get into government? How did that work out for him?
I mean, it's a bit of a scandal if you ask me. He essentially lied or didn't know what his father's background was. Basically, under the Constitution, everyone in Parliament has to be a subject of the Queen.
Which we've had a little bit of news about, if you remember a couple of months ago.
Yeah, the whole dual citizenship scandal thing. But basically, either him or his father has to be from a Commonwealth country, and Chile is not a Commonwealth country. So when he became Prime Minister, he simply insisted that both of his parents were British-born, and whether he actually knew that his father was from Chile, you know, remains to be seen, but... We'll let this die, I guess. You know,
look, if you put that under, you know, larrikinism, just, you know, getting the job done sort of thing, it's all Australian
jobs
qualities.
Jobs and growth.
Yeah. So was he a good Prime Minister?
Probably not. He became Prime Minister in April of 1904 and then was out of the job by August of that year, which is, you know, he makes modern politicians look pretty good now, I think. But he managed to get some bills passed that month and also helped to cement the Labor Party. That's one of Australia's major political parties.
Oh, he's definitely had his part to play then. So how come he was only 4 months? What led to such a short reign as the Prime Minister?
He'd formed a minority government, so he didn't have a majority in either the House of Reps or the Senate, so he couldn't really get a lot of legislation passed. So he essentially just called it quits and handed power over to this guy called George Reed, who was from the Anti-Socialist Party.
Right. So. I mean, I want to know what happened to the Anti-Socialist Party, but it sounds like a story for another time.
Yeah, all in all, Australian politics has always been wild, I guess we could say.
So what else have you learnt about today in history?
On this day in 1860, the first recording of the human voice was created by a man of the name Edward Leon Scott de Martinville, using a device called a phonautograph.
Right, so what is a phonautograph?
It's essentially like a cone-shaped horn, which then has at the end of the horn, like the, you know, the smaller bit of the horn. It has the smaller bit, the, you know what I mean.
The pointy end. Yeah,
yeah, the pointy end. It has like a short point attached to it, which is then attached to a piece of paper. So then basically if you shout something down the end of the horn, then the resulting vibration from this sound is caught by the pointy thing onto the piece of paper. So that's how it records sound.
That's the amazing thing about sound recording is we still don't like the most basic, the first version of it.
Yeah.
You and I still have no idea really how that works. You shout in the big end and the pointy end makes a squiggle on the paper and that's the sound.
Yeah. And it's like, and then how do I actually hear that back? Because is that not just a written recording?
Magic.
Crazy stuff. Magic.
So what did he record?
He recorded a short version of the French folk song Au Clair de la Lune, so I thought we should listen to a little bit of it.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Beautiful. It was quality right there.
Beautiful music.
Lo-fi music.
So we should traditionally end this part of the show with a song that's indicative of something that happened on this day. So what else have you learned?
I'd love to play that 20 times over, but it'd be a bit painful. Back in 2005, Prince Charles actually married his second wife, Camilla Parker Bowles, so I thought we should take a listen to Royals by Lord to honour their marriage.
Who are in the country right now. This one goes out to you guys. This is Royals by Lord. Thanks, Millie.
Thanks, Tom.